Relevant Radio now presents The Holy Sacrifice of the Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity, located at the national headquarters of Relevant Radio in Green Bay, Wisconsin.
Thank you for joining us on the radio or watching through the Relevant Radio app or online at relevantradio.com. I'm happy to be able to celebrate the Holy Mass from the Chapel of the Nativity here in Green Bay, Wisconsin. This Mass is especially helpful for the homebound and those unable to attend a Mass in person today. For the care of your soul, we here at Relevant Radio strongly encourage the faithful to return to your parishes to attend Mass, especially on the Lord's Day for our Sunday obligation. Today, the Church honors Saint Isidore of Seville. And even though he lived in the late 500s, the early 600s, he is the patron saint of the internet, of computer users, of technicians, and also students. So we begin our prayer together in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. May the grace and the peace of God our Father, the love of God, the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with each of you.
And with your
spirit. As we gather now for the celebration of our Eucharist, but before we dare go any further, we do need to take a moment acknowledging our sinfulness before the Lord. We examine our conscience. We seek God's forgiveness, God's grace and mercy, as we need this in a moment of quiet reflection. I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and what I have failed to do. Through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary of a Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. May Almighty God have mercy on us, forgive us our sins, and bring us to life everlasting.
Amen.
Lord, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Christ, have mercy.
Lord, have mercy.
Let us pray. Graciously hear the prayers, O Lord, which we make in commemoration of Saint Isidore, that your Church may be aided by his intercession, just as she has been instructed by his heavenly teaching. O God, by whose wondrous grace we are enriched with every blessing, grant us so to pass from former ways to newness of life, that we may be made ready for the glory of the heavenly kingdom. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever.
Amen. Amen.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. The assembly condemned Susanna to death, but Susanna cried aloud, O eternal God, you know what is hidden and are aware of all things before they come to you. You know that they have testified falsely against me. Here I am about to die, though I have done none of the things with which these wicked men have charged me. The Lord heard her prayer. As she was being led to execution, God stirred up the Holy Spirit of a young boy named Daniel, and he cried aloud, I will have no part in the death of this woman. All the people turned and asked him, What is this you are saying? He stood in their midst and continued, Are you such fools, O children of Israel, to condemn a woman of Israel without examination and without clear conscience? Return to court, for they have testified falsely against her. Then all the people returned in haste. To Daniel the elder said, Come, sit with us and inform us, since God has given you the prestige of old age. But he replied, Separate these two far from each other, that I may examine them. After they were separated from one from the other, he called one of them and said, How you have grown evil with age. Now have your past sins come to term, passing unjust sentences and condemning the innocent, and freeing the guilty, although the Lord says, The innocent and the just you shall not put to death. Now then, if you were a witness, tell me under what tree you saw them together. Under a mastic tree, he answered. Daniel replied, Your fine lie has cost you your head, for the angel of God shall receive the sentence from him and split you in two. Putting him to one side, he ordered the other one to be brought. Daniel said to him, Offspring of Canaan, not of Judah. Beauty has seduced you. Lust has subverted your conscience. This is how you acted with the daughters of Israel, and in their fear they yielded to you. But a daughter of Judah did not tolerate your wickedness. Now then, tell me under what tree you surprised them together. Under an oak, he said. Daniel replied, your fine lie has cost you also your head. For the angel of God waits with a sword to cut you in two so as to make an end of you both. The whole assembly cried aloud, blessing God who saves those who hope in him. They rose up against the two elders, for by their own words, Daniel had convicted them of perjury. According to the law of Moses, they inflicted on them the penalty that they had plotted to impose on their neighbor. They put them to death. Thus was innocent blood spared that day. The word of the Lord. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. In verdant pastures he gives me repose. Beside restful waters he leads me, he refreshes my soul. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. He guides me in right paths for his name's sake. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side, with your rod and your staff that give me courage. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. You spread the table before me in the sight of my foes. You anoint my head with oil, my cup overflows. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Only goodness and kindness follow me all the days of my life, and I shall dwell in the house of the Lord for years to come. Even though I walk in the dark valley, I fear no evil, for you are at my side. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. I take no pleasure in the death of the wicked man, says the Lord, but rather in his conversion that he may live. Glory to you, Word of God, Lord Jesus Christ. My friends, the Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus went to the Mount of Olives, but early in the morning he arrived again in the temple area. And all the people started coming to him, and he sat down and he taught them. Then the scribes and the Pharisees brought a woman who had been caught in the act of adultery and made her stand in the middle. They said to him, "Teacher, this woman was caught in the very act of committing adultery. Now in the law, Moses commanded us to stone such women. So what do you say?" They said this to test him, so that they could have some charge to bring against him. Jesus bent down and he began to write on the ground with his finger. But when they continued asking him, he straightened up and said to them, "Let the one among you who is without sin be the first to cast a stone at her." Again, he bent down and wrote on the ground. And in response, they went away one by one, beginning with the elders. So he was left alone with the woman before him. Then Jesus straightened up and said to her, "Woman, where are they? Has no one condemned you?" She replied, "No one, sir." Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go, and from now on, do not sin anymore." The Gospel of the Lord. I dare say that the gospel that we hear today is one that we know quite well. And just over the years, I can think that in giving a reflection, giving a homily on this particular gospel, I've gone off in so very many different directions. I remember one year I was concentrating just on that one little phrase that Jesus bent down and he wrote on the ground. And I was always thinking, what did Jesus write? Was it for anybody else to see? Was it only for the woman to see? I think he was doing more than just doodling. He was writing something. Maybe she saw it, and without saying a word, she knew that Jesus would be the one who in that particular moment saved her. And she was very blessed for that woman, for that moment. Another time, I remember thinking that whether it be adultery or being caught in the act of doing anything improper, that we can always rely that if we approach Jesus with a great deal of sincerity, we can also be forgiven. No matter what it is, Jesus simply may say to us, go on your way, but don't do that anymore. In the sacrament of reconciliation, particularly during this time of Lent, we are given the opportunity to really cleanse our hearts, cleanse our minds, cleanse our bodies from the things that get in the way of us following Jesus more closely. At the very beginning of Lent, we heard about the disciplines, fasting, almsgiving, and prayer. I would hope that they have carried us this far, that now as we got that final stretch of a week or two before we celebrate that great feast of Easter, we, in fact, will be ready. We bow our heads for a moment, knowing that the journey of 40 days isn't completely done yet. We might have to do a little something more, perhaps that sacrament of reconciliation, to bring us closer to the Lord to be able to celebrate that feast so very appropriately. Would you please stand? We now take this time that is given to us, offering to our loving God some of the needs we have, our prayers of petition, our prayers of thanksgiving. For Pope Francis and all the clergy, that they will be strengthened in peace and joy in their work of evangelization, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For an increase in vocations, and that all ordained, consecrated, and married people will be faithful and joyful in the vows that they have professed, we pray to the Lord. For our nation, that God will grant us leaders who will uphold our rights to life and religious freedom, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all meek and humble souls, and especially for children, that we may all learn from their witness of quiet faith and authentic joy, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all the faithful departed, that they may rest in the peace of Christ, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For all those who are in need of healing from cancer and other illness, especially for Joanne Powell, for whom this Mass is being offered, we pray to the Lord.
Lord, hear our prayer.
For our St. Joseph, St. Gabriel, St. Nicholas, and Guardian Angel Society members, and for all the intentions received from our listeners and our supporters, that Our Lady of Guadalupe will intercede for them, we pray to the Lord. And we pause now to add our own needs in a moment of quiet prayer. Loving God, we know that you do hear these prayers of ours, those that we have voiced out, those that are still within our hearts left unanswered. Please listen to us carefully and then respond to us in the way that you know to be best. We ask this with great confidence through Christ our Lord. Amen.
You're listening to Holy Mass on Relevant Radio.
Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the bread we offer you. Fruit of the earth and work of human hands, it will become for us a bread of life.
Blessed be God forever.
You're listening to Holy Mass.
By the mystery of this water and this wine, may we come to share in the divinity of Christ, who humbled himself to share in our humanity. Blessed are you, Lord God of all creation, for through your goodness we have received the wine we offer you. Fruit of the vine and work of human hands, it will become our spiritual drink. Pray now that my sacrifice and yours may be acceptable to God, the Almighty Father. Grant, we pray, O Lord, that preparing to celebrate the holy mysteries, we may bring before you as the fruit of bodily penance a joyful purity of heart through Christ our Lord.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right and just.
It is truly right and just, our duty and our salvation always and everywhere to give you thanks, Lord, Holy Father, Almighty and Eternal God. For through the saving passion of your Son, the whole world has received a heart to confess the infinite power of your majesty. Since by the wondrous power of the cross, your judgment on the world is now revealed and the authority of Christ crucified. And so, Lord, with all the angels and saints, we too give you thanks as in exaltation we acclaim, Holy, holy, holy Lord God of hosts, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. You are indeed holy, O Lord, the font of all holiness. Make holy, therefore, these gifts, we pray, by sending down your Spirit upon them like the dewfall, so that they may become for us the body and the blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. At the time he was betrayed and entered willingly into his passion, he took bread and, giving thanks, broke it and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and eat of it, for this is my body, which will be given up for you." In a similar way, when supper was ended, he took the chalice, and once more giving thanks, he gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take this, all of you, and drink from it, for this is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which will be poured out for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in memory of me." The mystery of faith. Save us, Savior of the world, for by your cross and resurrection you have set us free. Therefore, as we celebrate the memorial of his death and resurrection, we offer you, Lord, the bread of life and the chalice of salvation, giving thanks that you have held us worthy to be in your presence and minister to you. Humbly, we pray that partaking of the body and the blood of Christ, we may be gathered into one by the Holy Spirit. Remember, Lord, your church spread throughout the world and bring her to the fullness of charity, together with Francis, our Pope, David, our Bishop, the clergy, the religious, all who minister in the church. Remember also our brothers and sisters who have fallen asleep in the hope of the resurrection and all who have died in your mercy. Welcome them into the light of your face and have mercy on us all, we pray, that with the Blessed Virgin Mary, Mother of God, with Blessed Joseph, her spouse, with the blessed apostles, with Saint Isidore, and all the saints who have pleased you throughout the ages, that we too may merit to be co-heirs to eternal life, and may praise and glorify you through your Son, Jesus Christ. For it is through him and with him and in him, O God, Almighty Father, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours forever and ever. Amen. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Lord Jesus Christ, who said to your apostles, "Peace I leave you, my peace I give you," look not on our sins, but on the faith of your church, and graciously grant her peace and unity in accordance with your will, who live and reign forever and ever.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
And with your spirit.
And let us offer each other a sign of peace. And together we pray, Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. Behold the Lamb of God, behold him who takes away the sins of the world. Blessed are those called to the supper of the Lamb. Lord, I am not worthy that you should enter under my roof, but only say the word, and my soul shall be healed. This is a good time to make a spiritual communion. I wish my Lord to receive you with the purity, humility, and devotion with which your most holy mother received you, with the spirit and the fervor of the saints. Stand now to conclude our prayer. Strengthened by the blessing of your sacraments, we pray, O Lord, that through them we may constantly be cleansed of our faults, and by following Christ, hasten our steps upward toward you, through Christ our Lord. Amen. The Lord be with you. Amen. We bow our heads, and we ask God to bless us. Set free from their sins, O Lord, we pray, the people who call upon you, that living a holy way of life, they may be kept safe from every trial, through Christ our Lord. Amen. And may Almighty God bless each of us, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Our Mass and our celebration is ending. We are sent forth to love and to serve the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Thank you for joining us for Mass here today on Relevant Radio. I hope that you will join us again tomorrow at noon Central. Also, be sure to join Father Rocky tonight at 7 o'clock p.m. Central Time for the Family Rosary Across America. Coming up next, please join Cale Clark for The Faith Explained. A prayer to St. Michael. St. Michael, the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our safeguard against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the Heavenly Host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl about the world, seeking their own souls. Amen. A prayer to Our Lady of Good Health. O Lady of Good Health, our merciful Father chose you to be a powerful intercessor in times of trouble and woe. As in past centuries, when you have interceded to end contagious diseases, we implore you now to end the coronavirus, which is damaging the health of many and spreading fear in our communities. Teach us not to be afraid, to be courageous and generous in offering assistance to others, and to live joyfully in the state of grace. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Holy Mass. We invite you to listen to the live broadcast of the Mass every day at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Relevant Radio. Please check back often with relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app to learn about additional opportunities to join us in prayer. Hope restored, hearts healed, lives changed. Here's another Relevant Radio miracle moment.
I'm a professional driver, so I spend all day in my car. Actually, all day in my work truck, and this is all I listen to all day long is Relevant Radio now.
Now, how do you tune into us, Matt? Do you have a smartphone as well? You do it over the app, or just you know what stations we're on?
We have a station here that is Relevant Radio, so it's really nice having it on the FM dial.
So yeah, how long have you been listening to us? Just for a couple years now?
It's been a month, actually. I just recently came back to the faith. I was an atheist for a long time, and I just went to Mass one day and then kind of discovered Relevant Radio, and it really changed my outlook and my view on everything, and it just made me a stronger person, believe it or not.
That's one of my favorite testimonies I think I've heard. You went from atheism to Catholicism. What led you to church and then ultimately to come back and to realize that, hey, truth can be found both through reason and that this is the church of Jesus Christ established?
Well, I was raised Catholic, so I was Catholic as a kid, and I left the church in my early 20s. And what led me away from it was I started to question the doctrine, and then that's one thing led to another, and then I just decided that atheism was the way to go. And if atheism were a church, I was probably a bishop in it, maybe even close to the Pope. So I was pretty fervent. I pray for all atheists every day during the chaplet.
This miracle moment was brought to you by you.
Call and donate now. Please help Relevant Radio continue to give our Lord a platform on the air and across the web. Call and donate now.
When you call, ask about making a recurring gift.
1-877-291-0123. Donate safely and quickly online at relevantradio.com or by using the Relevant Radio app.
I just want to say real quick, thanks to everybody that calls in. It's so encouraging. What a great community it is. All the shows on Relevant Radio all day long. They're so uplifting.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Relevant Radio.